Let's bring on Matthew Vukovic. He is the founder of Exclusive Medical Advisors in the Beverly Hills area. And Matthew, thanks so much for joining us here on this Sunday morning on Sports Medicine Weekly. And tell us about what you do.
Yeah, so I kind of compare it to the baseball world. You know, when you're dealing with high school draft picks or JUCO or college draft picks heading into it for the first time, they just don't really understand the business side of it. Similar to a young graduating surgeon, they've been training for surgical purposes, understanding how to take care of patients to the best of their ability. And when it comes down to worry about the professional side of it, it's just not really there. And I think there's an added need to add guidance to these young surgeons and help them be successful throughout their careers.
How did you make that transition? I'm just curious. You know, I know you were with the MLB for a bit, and how did you even identify this as being a white space?
So I got into the surgeon market by handling all their insurance here in Beverly Hills, and just naturally I started asking probing questions. You know, how are you preparing for your job search? How are you preparing for interviews? How are you negotiating your contract? And frankly, when I was looking at a mid-30s professional in the finance world or the legal world and comparing it to a young graduating surgeon, that young surgeon was just very far behind the business curve. And I thought that there might be a need there or a niche there to help them, guide them in the process and provide valuable information to put their needs first so that ultimately they can succeed. And I think that you would agree to this, that finding a job out of your residency or fellowship is not an easy task. And if you can have someone behind you helping you out, it can just help the cause.
Yeah, Dr. Cole, let me jump in and ask you. At Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, you guys obviously well known and one of the best surgeon groups in the country, maybe in the world. And how often, how do you guys handle, the new physicians and bringing them into the process or looking for work or to join your group?
Steve, it's a great question. And as you may or may not know, I'm also a managing partner of our group. And it's a group that's been around for 35 years. We're 50 providers and then another 50 to 60 advanced practitioners like physician assistants and nurses and, around 500 people. So it's a big group. And part of hiring is really an extension of strategy. And we've been growing 1 to 3 physicians a year for the last several years. And some of it is just plug and play. You say, well, it's too long of a wait to get in to see a joint replacement surgeon, so let's get another one. But lately, our focus has been on strategic growth. And it actually gets more challenging to hire someone. The big challenge when you hire someone is you don't want to cannibalize, the business that people have. And you try to find a place that they can thrive and do so quickly. And it's a big proposition, I will tell you, from a practice point of view, to bring on a new physician, because you're basically providing security for, 1 to 3 years before they then share sort of the risk, but then share the upside. It's like any partnership. So I would say more recently, our strategies have been, not just looking at excess volume, but is actually looking at spreading out and building our footprint. So sometimes it needs a different individual. We're moving out west. We're building a big presence in the western suburbs, going west of Oak Brook, Naperville, west of Naperville. All of those things are sometimes require a different individual. And therefore, you have to sort of get the job description down and then meet with these young people and see what their vision is. My thing about hiring new physicians is I always want to sit down and say, look, in a perfect world, what do you envision yourself as having, the best balance in your practice in life? Because you don't want to misfire. You know how hard it is when you hire people and it doesn't work out. And there was a statistic, and maybe Matthew would be able to even weigh in on this, that 50% of physicians change jobs after 1 year. I mean, that's wow. Stunning when you think about it. So you got to, it's just in everyone's best interest to get it right. It's not just the money. It's the upheaval of moving your family and starting a new place and then it not panning out. So I take the hiring situation, I take incredibly serious.
And again, our guest is Matthew Vukovic, founder of Exclusive Medical Advisors. Matthew, can you add to what Dr. Cole was stating?
Yeah, I think he's right on with that. When I compare it to the sports world, being a baseball agent, when you have a free agent, you're trying to position your player with the best franchise to give them the best opportunity for success. Same with the young surgeon. A lot of times the recruiters out there, all they care about is filling jobs that are already being paid for. But what I think Dr. Cole will also agree with is that some of the best jobs out there are jobs that are not posted. And so how do those young surgeons find those jobs? It's really through networking and being a connector. And so I think similar to being a sports agent, that's the same thing I'm doing here in the surgeon world, just trying to connect the right people, give them the best opportunity, and ultimately help the next generation grow.
Matthew, what does the job market look like for the 2020-2021 graduates?
I think it's going to be very interesting. We saw a lot of candidates in 2020 either get their contracts renegotiated or even get their offers pulled due to the COVID situation, the pandemic. And I think we're going to see the same thing for 2021. I think Dr. Cole would agree that a lot of the private practice surgeons are going to be very skeptical about bringing on new candidates, depending on where they are with the bottom dollar. And I think you can see a lot of these surgeons either going to major health systems or more towards the academic route. So I think more time than ever that they're going to need someone as an advocate, called an agent, called a business advisor, whatever it is, that's going to help guide them in this process and really help put their needs and wants first so that they can succeed out the gate.
So, Dr. Cole, let me ask you, if you are looking to add some talented surgeons or to your physicians group, would you, look at someone like Matthew here that is on the line with us as an agent, maybe as well as the candidate looking for work?
Well, I mean, I think it's an interesting model. And if the challenge is that there's a lot of things that are not publicly known. So if there's a lot of these professional recruiters and so forth, but that's a whole different thing. So I think if there's someone who sort of is on the intelligent side of it and knows how to get into the head of a professional athlete who can subsequently get in the head of a young, emerging surgeon or physician, and to say, what are you actually looking for, and making a match, I think that's a really interesting mentality that I hadn't contemplated before. So, I would say that people can just land on jobs by what's being posted, but if someone was out there to represent their interests, it's not only about identifying the job, but it's also about creating the best scenario once they get that job. And there's not a lot of people who sort of specialize in that area. These young people are often left on their own to their own device, if you will, to try to figure it out. And I think it's a valuable resource. I think it's an enormous white space that has been pretty untapped.
And Matthew, how do you help prep candidates for the job search process?
I think one of the biggest things, again, comparing them to a mid-30s professional is understanding what the elevator pitch is. As simple or as elementary as that might sound, it's actually a very difficult task for a lot of young graduating surgeons. Walking them through what their advantages are against other people, making sure that they understand what their value is outside of just what's listed on their CV, and really trying to figure out what they want. What do they want for their family? What cities do they want to live in? Figuring out what the model is that they're looking for. And I think that everything you can do out there, you can help them as long as you understand what they really want. I think the problem is that they spend the better part of their 20s and 30s training and becoming the best surgeon possible, is that they don't really think about those things. And so you really need to get into their head and really strategize with them. Now a lot of things are being done over Zoom. So teach them how to properly interview over Zoom. Make sure they know what's in their background. Making sure they know their tone pitch. Make sure they know how their facial expressions and eye contact look. All these things are going to be extremely important moving forward. And I think we can help advance them at that age coming out the gate. I think we set up a pretty good generation to be successful. And I think it's similar to just thinking about, the mid-30s professional. How do you help them out? How do you help out the young surgeon? Ultimately, how do you just connect the dots to the right groups, to the right people, and just do what's right, put their needs first?
And that leads me to this. Dr. Cole, what are you looking for when you're looking to hire a new surgeon for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush?
We have a unique model, Steve, because we're not just looking for a sort of a community well-trained physician. We want someone who's obviously very well-trained, but we're also looking for self-starters and research. Each of our physicians have come to us after doing a fellowship, which is after completing the residency, so that's pretty much a prerequisite, the additional year of training, but virtually every one of my colleagues is actively performing research and has an interest in leadership. Our group, and this is not to brag, I'm just giving you sort of a high-level window into what goes on. Better than two-thirds of my partners have actually been the president of major academic organizations, including the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, which is our major governing body. So we want people who want to be leaders, who want to do research, who want to be good mentors, who would like to teach and sort of further this pedigree of Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. And I mean it's paid off. I mean, we're number one in the Midwest in Illinois, number five in the country, and every year we climb higher and higher towards the number one position. And it's not just because of one or two good people, it's because we have 50 providers, all of whom have sort of very similar aspirational goals, and they're also just willing to work hard and take care of people. So if you say, what are we really looking for, that's what we want, but we want to make sure it's a good match for for someone coming out, because if it doesn't check all those boxes, they're not going to be happy and the expectations aren't going to be met. So I'm really careful when I meet new candidates to say, look, be very transparent. This is what we want. But you got to be very honest with yourself. This is what you have and want to give, because having a mismatch is just, you know, a bad situation for everyone.
Interesting stuff. And again, our guest, Matthew Vukovich, founder of Exclusive Medical Advisors. Matthew, any final thoughts?
You know, I just think that if people are curious about how to learn from folks like Dr. Cole, check out my podcast called Interview with a Surgeon. Dr. Cole's on there, a lot of very well-known established surgeons, and they really just talk about what their mindset was, the transition from residency to attending, and really how they got started and what that was like. And the real goal behind that is to really inspire the next generation of surgeons out there.
Fantastic. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us here on Sports Medicine Weekly.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break here on our show. When we come back, it's our Ask the Doctor segment. We'll tell you how you can ask Dr. Cole your specific sports injury questions and issues. You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly, only on
670 The Score.